Hello, my name is Marie Siafa. I'm 48 years old, and I live on the East Coast. And I had my first procedure about 3 years after it became available. I waited a couple of years till they had some of the glitches out, but at that time there still weren't many people who had it done, so I had no one to ask to recommend a doctor to me. So I did what anyone else would do, is I went by, how good I thought the doctor was. So I chose a doctor, not in my own state, that had graduated from Harvard, and I went in for my procedure. And it was actually quite shocking. I sat in a line with other people, and every 5 minutes you moved up a spot until they were ready for you, and, you know, you were in and out. There was no bedside manner. They basically told you what you were going to do, and it was really just like a cattle call. It was literally sitting in line, moving up a spot every 5 minutes. I came home. Everything seemed okay for the first couple of days. You know, I was healing. And then I noticed when I went to drive at night, the halos were so bad on oncoming cars that I literally could not see. It was blinding me to the point where I could not drive a car at night. If I had to go out, someone had to come and pick me up and drive me around. And I literally felt like a prisoner in my own home. The halos were just horrible. So I called them back and I explained the situation. And they asked me to come back in, and they said they would fix the halos. So I went back in. I had the procedure done again by the same doctor, got home, and the halos had not improved one iota. They were still as bad as they ever were. And on top of that, now I couldn't read. So I had been told that you could only have this procedure done so many times. I had already had it done twice, and I was very discouraged. I thought, this is what I have to live with the rest of my life. It was just an awful situation. I was telling my sister about it. She lives out in California, and her husband and also my sister-in-law had Dr. Boxer Wachler do their eyes. And they said, oh, you should call him. We think that he can help you. He's wonderful. We don't have any problems with halos. Our vision is terrific. They couldn't have been more delighted. So I called Dr. Boxer Wachler. They could not have been nicer on the phone. Since I'm coming from the East Coast, they were extremely accommodating with the appointment. When you get there, they are just so nice and so warm and caring. You just did not feel like another number. Dr. Boxer Wachler corrected my halo vision. He said that he could only do one thing at a time, that he would correct my halos first, and then he would correct my near vision. So he's actually performed the procedure on me twice. He did the halos first. I came home. I have absolutely no halos. I feel like I've been released from prison. I can drive at night. I can drive when it's raining. I can see the TV program guide on my TV. There are absolutely no halos whatsoever. I couldn't be happier. With that being said, I had to wait 3 months for him to correct my near vision. I had to wait for my eyes to heal. I had that done a few weeks ago. I went back out. They took care of my near vision. I can now read again without reading glasses. All of my problems have been fixed. I could not recommend them more highly. They are so caring and really take the time to listen to what your problems are, what your fears or apprehensions are. I just was in such good hands out there, not to mention that he actually fixed what the problem was when I had been told that this could not be done, that I would have to live with the halos, I would have to live with not being able to read without reading glasses, that the procedure can only be done a certain number of times on your eyes, and then basically you have what you have. I would recommend them to anyone. In fact, I took a couple of his brochures back home with me to give to some friends who have also had problems with halos and things like that. So I wish everyone the best of luck. You are in the absolute best of hands. Thank you.